Coming into the studio today, I noticed that the bathrooms in SoCal were closed due to vandalism. Once again, the city government proves that they can't even run a toilet. Fucking idiots. That's why I suggest that we go with something like Poop Not Promises. We bring our own toilets. Bring a porta potty to places where there's a bunch of poop all over the ground because there's no fucking toilets. There's no fucking toilets in this town after midnight. And then say, you know, we get blamed for it. Occupy got blamed for the 200 pounds of poop at the vets hall that the county closed and kicked the vets out of. So the homeless moved there and started pooping. Occupy gets blamed for the public nuisance that the county and the city created. In Poop Not Promises, that porta potty will need to be defended. There will need to be activists around the porta potty like there were at Occupy and at Peace Camp 2010 to protect the toilet 24 hours. That means people will be sleeping on the public commons. This is a violation of 647E under the California Code. And yet, we have a necessity defense because the government has created a public nuisance by not providing toilets. There's shit all over the ground. Why come to Santa Cruz? You could get sick from fucking shit. Take note, tourists. Now, in Poop Not Promises, these guards get to sleep there. Of course, they'll be told to move along. So in that case, I guess the porta potty would have to be connected to a car, but since I'm opposed to cars in general, why not just drag it by hand? Maybe attach a chain to it that makes a lot of noise when you're told to move along at 2 in the morning. So now you've got a peaceful march dragging a porta potty in the middle of the night. The sound of the chains going by the sleepers will remind them they're just a bunch of fucking Scrooges for not helping the poor. I mean, it's not their land to begin with. It was murdered and stolen from the original owners. No one here has any legitimate right to live on this land. It's either we all have a birthright to it or none. So Poop Not Promises could be taken over by small groups. It's perfect for anarchism. Or even a Girl Scout troop. It doesn't necessarily have to be radical. The idea of not having poop all over your town is not a radical idea. It's simple city planning, which, by the way, means we should fire our city manager as well. Thanks for listening.